So really think about, okay, what can I change? Who am I? How can I use those in a positive way? But also see, what can I change? What can I actually create? And is this really true about me? Welcome to the Sensitive Success Podcast, where we explore the unique challenges and opportunities that comes with being a sensitive changemaker in today's world. I'm your host, Frida Kabo, and I have spent the last decade recreating my life. I moved from Sweden to New Zealand and now live in the beautiful bush with my husband and two kids, homeschooling and creating a life and business that works for me with the help of my sensitivity and support others to do the same. I'm excited to share conversations with experts, thought leaders, and fellow sensitive people who also see the world through the lens of sensitivity. Thank you so much for being here, because it means that you're creating sensitive success too, which is precisely what the world needs. Let's get started. When this goes live, and if everything has gone according to plan, I am home with my family in Sweden. And if you don't know me, I live in New Zealand, but I'm originally from Sweden, and we've been in New Zealand for about almost 7 years now. And yeah, it's been 4 years since I went back, and I'm really excited and looking forward to that and seeing the family. I think that's the most negative part about moving to the other side of the world, is you're missing family so much. But yeah, and when the world went crazy, we couldn't visit them either. So I'm really looking forward to it. And it has got me thinking a lot about identity and how we put labels on ourselves. Like, I'm from Sweden. I will always be from Sweden. My kids and my husband as well. And like, that is not something that we can try not to be, because it just is what it is. And some other things are like that, like being highly sensitive. I am highly sensitive. I cannot not be that. And the more I struggle to not be that, or try not to be that, the more it will bite me in the ass, if you can say that. And a lot of other things as well, like really look at, what is it that you don't like about yourself? Because it's all about perspectives. When we see sensitivity as something good, we can start to see the good with sensitivity. We can focus on, well, I can do this, and I can have so much empathy with people. I can understand situations. I can really process things deeply and really see how we need to care for ourselves better in the situation that we're actually in. And it's the same with a lot of other things. One thing that I do a lot in my coaching is to look at things that we have pushed away when we were kids, that we are trying hard not to be, and really seeing, okay, but that can actually be something good. And now when I'm grown up, I need it. I need to use that part of me in that way. So what I'm meaning with that is that we can maybe don't like that we are sensitive or bossy or whatever you heard when you were little. Oh, you're too that, you're too that. And look at that. And what would that actually mean for you now if you embrace that as a good part of yourself, as a part of yourself that you can utilize to get good things done in the world, to get those projects off the ground? You heard that you were bossy when you were little, and you got a lot of feedback that you shouldn't be that. It might hold you back in your business right now. So try to embrace that and see, okay, yeah, where can I be more bossy without it coming out in an unhelpful way? So it's really interesting to look at, but it's also interesting to see, okay, but what can I change? Like when we lived in Sweden, and I always thought it was so amazing with people who had kids that were bilingual. I always wanted to be that myself and learn a lot of languages, but I wanted that for my kids as well. And yeah, one way of creating that for my kids was to move to another country, and now they are bilingual. And it's going to be even better after we've been to Sweden, so they remember the Swedish a bit more, or speak Swedish a bit more. They understand when I talk. But yeah, it's really to go into the environment as well. Yeah, so really think about, okay, what can I change? Who am I? How can I use those in a positive way? But also see, what can I change? What can I actually create? And is this really true about me? Because some things that we say to ourselves, like, I'm lazy. Is that really true? No. It might be that I am easily overwhelmed, that I need a lot of downtime. It might be that I sometimes take a lot of time to go from one activity to another, and I need a bit more sleep than other people. But I am definitely not lazy in that sense. And, okay, if I am lazy, how can I use that in a good way? Well, I can let others work a bit more. You see, everything that we think, we can twist and turn it to be the most helpful it can be for us. And this is something that can create some self-doubt and feeling like we should think in a certain way, or if we know this, like, okay, but it really feels like a bad thing. Well, it can create doubt and unhelpful patterns for us as well, to feel like, well, I know it's a good thing, but I don't feel it. And like, it's just stop ourselves there. And that is a very headspacey thing to think and to like try and to figure everything out and just drop into the body and see what it feels and see how it feels in the body. And yes, it can be scary to let things out that we haven't allowed before, like being bossy. We can just start small and see, okay, it doesn't have to take over everything, but it can come out just a little bit at a time. And yeah, it's just so interesting with our identity. Who are we? Where do we come from? How can we change? How can we reflect on who we are? And there are so many things that influence us. I wouldn't be the person that I am today if I hadn't moved to New Zealand. And I wouldn't do the things that I do probably if I hadn't moved here. So everything affects us. And the way we see things affects us as well. So you really feel into what do you want to do? What do you want to create? Who do you want to be? But also see that some parts of you that you don't like are really good about you, and embrace those. So yeah, I am embracing that I'm sweet. I'm also embracing that I'm immigrant in New Zealand and learning about a new culture and a new country, a new way of living life. And I'm really looking forward to see my family, so I'm probably hugging them when this episode is live, and I can't wait. Hope this was helpful to you and encourage some thoughts and mindset shift around embracing yourself more, because I really think that we don't have to work things away. We just have to embrace ourselves more and see all the good things that are in us, and lean into that part of us that knows that we are okay exactly the way we are. Thank you for listening to Sensitive Success. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and share it with someone who could benefit from this message. And come over and connect with me on Instagram at Frida Cabo. And remember, sensitivity is neither good or bad. It's what we make of it. Embrace your sensitivity and use it to create sensitive success your way.